One of the things which is not so positive is the way that we drive. And will the Administrative Adjudication of Road Traffic Offences Bill change that in any way? It's passed a parliamentary hurdle. The Portfolio Committee on Transport has accepted some final amendments. And now it goes to the National Assembly. I don't know what the timing of this is going to be, given that Parliament rises fairly soon, so parliamentarians can go off and campaign for their political parties. So I don't know whether it'll have to wait until later in the year to be signed into law. This is the bill which most people recognize by the idea of demerits, a demerit system introduced with between 1 and 6 points allocated for various offenses. And if an infringer has more than 12 points, that person is disqualified from driving. There are other things that are in it as well. If you don't pay your traffic fines, you can be blocked from obtaining driving and vehicle licenses. Authorities will be able to serve documents via email and send reminders via WhatsApp and SMS. You won't be able to elect to appear in court to challenge the prosecution. That option has been removed. Rudy Heinecker is the Transport Portfolio Manager at Alta. Rudy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and thanks for having us.
A pleasure. Is there any chance at all that having this in place, whether that is in, I don't know, 6 months, 12 months or 18 months, is going to change things on the road?
Well, John, if we go back and we look at the past decade where the Auto Act has been working, or not working, but was implemented in Pretoria and Johannesburg, it is a long shot to say that it will be work now and that it will have positive results. According to us, you know, it was a failure in these two cities, and I don't see that it's going to improve.
You don't think that they will have learned from the pilot projects? And I think there's widespread acceptance, perhaps not at the very highest levels of the RTMC, but generally there's an acknowledgement that the pilot didn't work, but then you have an opportunity to identify flaws and fix them and make it work.
Yes, and I think what happened in the past 3 years, you know, from December 2015 when this amendment bill was introduced to Parliament by the Minister of Transport, up until now there was a lot of discussions, debates around it, public hearings. But the final product that's on the table now, and that will, if there's concurrence by the National Assembly, that will go to the President to be signed into law, we still feel that there's not enough that will create the most important thing that this bill must do, and that is road safety.
Why not? I mean, look, I mean, like everything, it's pretty pointless having good policy, good laws, good rules, good regulations, unless there is decent implementation of those policies, rules, laws, and regulations. But you have to start with good policy, good rules. So let me ask you, is this a set of good policy, a set of good rules, which, if implemented properly, with the right level of discipline and an absence of corruption or a very serious diminution of corruption, might make a difference? Are the basics good?
Yes. From our side, you know, we support the bill insofar as it will enhance road safety. But there's too many flaws in this bill. And, you know, the administrator, it's administrative cumbersome, the procedures to be followed, etc. And I think this could lead, like the ETOLs, to a certain kind of civil disobedience. Because of the administration and the administration management of this bill, you know, this is a program that will roll out nationally. If we look back, and I stay in Pretoria, work in Joburg, so we experienced this firsthand. And first of all, I want to say that we've looked at statistics for the past 10 years, you know, while this bill was implemented here, or the Act. And the road safety did not improve. The fatalities on the road just increased as the cars increased, but there was never ever that it, you know, came down to a acceptable level. We see every year the number of road deaths on our road, and just in these two cities, to see that there is almost 1,000 people losing their lives a month in motor car accidents, and that did not improve over the last 10 years. It is problematic to us. Furthermore, I think that if one look at certain other aspects of the bill, the service of the notifications, of the infringement notices, the enforcement notices, etc., it is also problematic in the sense that, you know, they want to serve it electronically at this stage, but they don't leave the motorist with a choice to say, listen, I want the sheriff to come and serve me, or I want it via electronic service or postage or whatever. We must remember that we live in South Africa where there's many towns and rural areas where there's no postage delivery, where there's no internet. You know, in 2017, for example, the post office in their annual report said that there was 73% success rate on their post deliveries. And there's only 40% of the population in South Africa has got internet, access to internet. So there are problems in the bill. And if we can take that out and we can streamline the bill, yes, no problem. Then, of course, I think that it will do a lot to promote road safety. But at this stage, I think there's too many flaws in the bill.
Thank you very much. Rudy Haneke, Transport Portfolio Manager at ALTO, which is currently the organization undoing tax abuse.